This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
And it is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaOfHollywood.com.
Well, we appreciate Chris Perkins from Sun Sentinel, Dolphins columnist, coming on, and we hit him with all this stuff, and I know a lot of it, and I'm sure Perk knows, and he sees it on social media, a lot of people down. So if you don't mind, Bo, I was going to just ask him before we start, because it's a time for a lot of the writers to have some time off and work on their personal life.
Perk works every day, though.
Yeah,
that's
but
a beast.
Perk, how you doing with the ladies? How's everything with the ladies, right? Everybody needs a lady from time to time to snuggle next to. How you doing?
Oh, slow motion, Joe. I'll just say this. The ex is coming over today, so that's how I'm doing. You know, I'm kind of in
reverse. Wait a second. Is she still trying to get back together after everything you've been through, or no?
Well, you know, I'm
you're not still hitting that, are you?
I'm not.
Come on. Is she coming to your place, or are you going to hers? She's coming to her place, or you going
to my place?
Oh, there you go. Perfect opportunity, Chris. Perfect opportunity.
By the way, she offers it. He's taking. There's no question.
Get a little. Hey, drive by one of those guys in the corners and get $2 worth of flowers. Put it out there for, and you're golden, man. Golden.
Little cellophane wrapper.
Hey. I'm not saying we're getting back together, but I was thinking about you a little bit and just the teaser a little bit. Perk, you're good, man. You're good.
At least you're not
like Omar talking about going to therapy and I got to stay away from young girls and all that. So you're doing
right. No. I know myself. So
well, Joe, Perk's like us. You know, we're getting a little gray in the temples. I'm gray all over.
Yep.
Personally, so the more gray, you know, the less you're going to, who cares, you know?
Hey, if I go online to date, I got to do the date my age thing. I'm not swiping left and right. Right?
Perk won't swipe, by the way. Perk won't swipe.
So Perk can only, so at his age now, he's got to go on people that are still using AOL.
Yeah. By the way, you know what he does? He goes in. He wants to meet him. I'm that way, too. If it ever happens, Bo, I can't speak for you and the beautiful Mary.
But
I got to go see him in person.
Yeah.
And I'll tell him up front, like, look, whatever happened. Now, I hope it never happens. I've been with Margaret a long time. But
Joe, you're on the edge a lot, you know.
I'm on the edge from time. By the way, as you mentioned to her, Joe's on the edge from time to time. I'm a pain in the ass to be married to. There's no question. And by the way, having Bo around is not exactly the best situation either.
That's not a great influence.
No, but it is funny. But it's always funny. There's no question. But I go, hey, Jimmy's getting ready to tell a story of the night. Hey, by the way, can you leave that part out? I know where it's going. She goes, it doesn't matter. You weren't married to me. I mean, I go, oh, here we go. And Bo goes, I know he's going to hear about it when he gets in the car. And I go, oh, Bo, man. All right, so it's time to get into the good stuff, man. I just want to ask you, all three moves, Jalen Ramsey and Jonnu Smith gone, adding Darren Waller. Overall, from the reaction you've gotten from what you've written and said, positive or negative about everything going on with this team in this last couple of days?
No, I think there's a split There's a real split here. I think that most of it is positive, but boy, I would say maybe a 60-40, 65-35 in favor of. And look, here's what I think.
In favor of the whole deal, the whole package, you're saying?
Yeah, in favor of the whole package. Okay. In favor of the whole package. So there's a few ways you can look at it, but I'll say this, that they did a good job getting something for Jalen Ramsey, right?
I agree with that 100%. 100%.
Right, they were desperate sellers, and so they did a great job of that from that standpoint. The other standpoint that I look at is the team better? And I would say that you're better at safety, you're in the same situation at cornerback, and you're worse at tight end. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it was a good job by Greer and McDaniel to actually get something, but overall, you're not a better team after this deal.
You know, I want to follow up with this, and I think Bo feels the same way, and we haven't talked about this. Like, I get that Jalen Ramsey, if it was just a good Jalen Ramsey, was a good team guy and fit in with what you're trying to get done, it'd be a no-brainer you keep Jalen Ramsey. Yeah. We'd never even talk about the money. I wasn't his biggest fan off the field of the guy, and I'm putting it real nicely, Bo.
Yeah.
So if he's going to destroy him, sometimes people don't get it. Well, if he's good, you just keep him. No, because if you're going to destroy everything else that you're trying to do with every other player and you're not what the team needs you to be and you don't want to take on that role and you think your only jobs would be good for 3 hours on Sunday, it's just got to be about more than that. You agree, Perk?
Oh, I agree 100%. You cannot have that element in your locker room and on your team because it's very divisive and it's going to be negative. And so you don't want to have to swim against that current, especially when he's one of your top players. You know, if he's player number 50 on the 53-man roster, well, you just cut him and that's it. But it you can't do that with Jalen. He's a key player, so – yeah, he had to go because you don't want that element on your team and in your locker room.
You know, that goes back 2 years. That goes back to, okay, you give them the big contract. You know, they're throwing money out to, they get Tyreek, Waddle gets money, Tua gets money, Jalen gets money, and then all of a sudden Jalen doesn't want to play for Vic Fangio. And that creates a big fraction in that locker room, in that defensive meeting room. Because he's not keeping that under his hat, right?
Yes.
Right. And so now all of a sudden, now you got a younger guy in there in Cam Smith that's seeing this, and we've seen what maybe that's his influence, maybe not, but it's affected him, I'm sure. And now the next year you Vic goes up and wins a Super Bowl, and so who's the bad guy in this deal?
Yeah, by the way,
right?
Who looks stupid? Who knew what they were doing?
And so but so that all being said, you knew he wasn't going to be here. And for me, to get Minka for him, that was much, much more than I expected, with the deal. So Minka may not be the Minka he was two, three years ago, but I still think he's certainly an improvement in our secondary.
Yeah. Hey, I want to ask both of you guys this question because I've been hearing this So it's okay we lose Jonnu Smith because we're going to be throwing up more to our guys on the outside and the tight end's going to take a smaller role in the passing game this year. True or false?
I think it has to be. I don't think you're not going to get the production that you got out of Jonnu from Darren Wall. I don't believe – I would be shocked if you got that kind of production out of him. And so I think it tends to what we've talked about, Joe. They're looking at those guys, the Tanner Connors and those other guys – that are Julian Hill to kind of play a little bit bigger role, you know. But he's an inline blocking guy. He's not going to be a great pass catcher for you. I think they're putting a little bit of faith in Tanner Connor when they do it every year. You know,
is that true? A lot of people are saying that. A lot of you writers are saying Tanner Connor's getting a bigger role this year. Do you feel that way, Perk?
You know what? I've got to wait and see on Tanner Connor because he got a shot early last season.
He can't stay healthy. He's never been able to stay healthy. You know, he plays great. You know, it's always mini camp. Oh, geez, look at Tanner Connor. He's a mini camp all pro, you know?
Yeah, and he's an athletic player, but he hasn't done it in games. He had a chance last year in Seattle, and nothing really happened. Yeah. You know, I'll say this about Jonnu, though. I agree with the Dolphins letting him go because giving a 30-year-old Janu a raise, I don't have a problem with that. He turns 30 next month. So if you pay him $8 million, that's fine. But paying a 31, 32-year-old Janu $8 or $10 or $12 million, I don't see that. And as far as the production, you are going to miss that production. However, in 2022 and 2023, you didn't have a big numbers from your receiving tight ends, right?
Nope.
Durham Smythe and Mike Gesicki, and you managed to make the playoffs. You have to find another number three receiver. It could be a running back. It could be a slot receiver. It could be a tight end, but you're not going to get 88 receptions out of that number three receiver. You just need that person to be a viable option, make the defense have to respect and honor and defend them. But I think you can find a way to make up for that statistical loss
that Jonnu
gave you. But it's not going to be you're not going to find another guy to get 88 receptions.
It
might be split between a couple of guys.
For a team that's where this team is right now, and you got a general manager and a head coach they're in flux, right?
Yep.
And you give away a guy that was very productive on your team last year for someone that you're hoping you get maybe half the productivity out of this guy, and your offense wasn't very productive as a whole last year. That's walking down a slippery slope for me.
You're not a better team after this deal. The tight end position, you've got to figure that out. But again, don't look for somebody else to come in and have 88 receptions. Think, how can we find those 88 receptions on the team? Maybe the number three receiver has 55 receptions this year, and you find another, 33 somewhere else, and maybe it's not a direct 88, but you come close, or, something like that. But I just couldn't have seen paying Janu, because you're trying to get your payroll in order, right? That was one thing that this deal did. It did help them as far as the payroll. And you are trying to get younger also. Now, you don't want to lose talent. Again, there's a talent deficit here in this trade at the tight end position. But I couldn't have justified paying Janu the money that Pittsburgh paid him.
All right, so we got a couple more things to get to. So we don't pay Janu. There's one more guy who's even more important because he's playing next to a bunch of young guys, Zach Sealer. He wants to be paid. What do you do?
You got to pay Zach. You got to pay Zach because he is, right now, he is probably your most important defensive player, right? Maybe Minka number two. One of the edge rushers, maybe number three or something like that, kind of in that order. But this is your team MVP, a guy who has had back-to-back 10-sack seasons. You could say that, this year he doesn't have Christian Wilkins and he doesn't have Calais Campbell. I got to pay that man because you need him for your defense. And I know you're kind of in the same situation age-wise that you were with Janu, because Zach turns 30 in September. So what do you want to pay a 31-year-old Zach Sealer and a 32-year-old Zach Sealer when you're trying to be on a youth movement? But you let Janu go, you got to give that money to Zach Sealer because he is essential personnel for that defense.
And look, there's a lot of intangibles with Zach. Zach comes in, you got a young defensive front. Those two guys, you got the two guys
That's
coming in, they're
going
to play a lot.
Thing. Yep.
And so – he'll be the Calais Campbell this year to those two guys and anybody else that's gonna be on that defense. But plus, this is a guy that's gone through the mill, man. And I think he appreciates everything he's got.
He does.
I think he appreciates being on this team.
Yes.
I think he appreciates what the team has done for him. They appreciate what he's done for them. To me, that guy, I'm not going to say whatever he wants, but within reason, you got to pay
within
him.
Reason, yeah.
And you got to
fix that up.
You've gone through a way where you haven't rewarded Christian Wilkins. You didn't reward
Rob Hunt.
You didn't Van Ginkle. You didn't reward him. All these guys that played well for you, you haven't rewarded. If you do that again to a guy like Zach, then what are the other players saying?
Well, I'll tell you what.
It's just it's a must.
Hey, a couple other things. Hey, Perk, and I'm giving you props because you've been all over both these. I like the big impact this year, the foundation pieces. Bo and I come from the school of you got to hit on ones and twos. Yeah. I know Omar's not as big on that and thinks there's a lot of value, and I'm not taking away from the rest of the draft picks, but you got to hit on ones and twos. And I saw that recently you had written about, and we're off to a good start. Chop and Paul going to start at left tackle, and pass rusher should have double digits, and Grant and Savanaya as well. As an offensive lineman and defensive lineman, got to be key picks, got to be young, impactful players. And the second one is you pay the big bucks to those two guys outside. Why we're talking about who should be three and four and all the reception, we need those guys to get paid to play the way they're getting paid. I agree with both your articles.
Yeah. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Yeah, and look, the offensive thing, a lot of that is on Mike McDaniel. I heard you guys earlier when Woody brought up the over-under on Tyreek, 975. That is an absolute shocking number, mind-blowing number. I mean, I can't believe, and Vegas knows, right? That's what we always say, yeah. Vegas knows. That's what's scary. Vegas knows. But I would say that, that's a crazy number. But most of that is on Mike. As far as the rookies, look, Chris Greer has a good record with his first and second round picks. It's not perfect. I know that Cam Smith and Noah Igbinoghene are on that list, but his first and second round picks since 2016, when he was running the draft, have been productive players. So I think that Grant and Savai and I are going to do a good job. What does a good job mean? Well, I don't know if either of them is going to be headed for the Pro Bowl, but as long as they are capable starters as rookies, that's what I consider, pretty close to a good job. I expect that from them because that's kind of how Greer's first two round picks turn out. So I'm not that concerned about those two guys. I'm actually more concerned about what Waddle and Tyreek are going to be able to do and how they're defended, and if the Dolphins can figure out a way to get those guys back to being the big play threat that they were 2 and 3 years ago.
All right, Perk, before we let you run, it's early. We got a couple weeks left, but give me the teaser young guy that's going to end up playing a lot of football that we haven't talked very much about this year. Not the ones and twos. Give me one of those guys, maybe even been around the last couple years we haven't heard much from. Who's going to be one of those guys that steps up this year?
I'm looking at Storm Duck, and again, I'm not talking about Storm Duck being Pro Bowl level or anything like that, but being a guy who can come in and play and be a capable starter opposite whoever that number one corner is. They've still got to find the number one corner, but I think Storm is showing signs that he could be a number two cornerback, a starting, that's what I mean. and do a decent job over there. So that's probably the guy that I'm looking at right now, is Storm Duck, to come in and turn some heads and get some good playing time and do a good job over there.
So I before we let you go, and I appreciate it, Perk, you doing this so close to 4th of July. We picked the phone up. You say, I want to be on with Bo and Joe. It's nice. And
that's it.
But I got to ask you, because I've tried every through the years, and I've done a lot of things I'm not proud of with women. I went through this the other night, and I've done. But how do you do that? Like, have the ex that you're with for a long time, you haven't coming back over. Because usually they have a game plan.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a game plan. There's a game plan. She was over here a couple of weeks ago because her AC went out. I was in Texas. And so her AC was out, and she couldn't get it fixed, and the cat wasn't doing well, and blah, blah, blah. So I set it up with the building manager here, and she comes in. And so that's all fine, but now she left some stuff over here. So that's why she's coming over.
There you go.
Today.
There
so
you go. That's the George Costanza thing. You leave your hat under the pillow.
The one I always struggle with, Perk, this is the second part.
I forgot my hat over there.
The part that I always struggle with, she comes over. You can read right away that was more than just coming to get the clothes. It's something else she was thinking.
Yeah.
So and you know, making love always, you make love. I'm calling it love. Making love kind of maybe you throw a little in the middle of it, I love you still, or she throws a little love you bait out there at you.
So let me ask you this. Do you, when she comes over, do you cook a meal for her? You put candles on the table. What do you, or do you just do a DoorDash or something like that? Where do you go there? Where do you, I haven't been in that situation in a long time, so I'm not sure what you do these days.
I cook all the time. I mean, I'll say this also. Why are we going so deep into this? She came over for her birthday, and I made her lamb chops.
There you go. Way to go, Perk.
Perk, there's a little more to this. My God, every time you open your mouth, you saw her another time.
He's like Chef Boyardee.
Well, why are we talking about the trade again?
Perk,
I'm talking about lamb chops.
Perk, we're always here for therapy for you when you're going through a relationship. We want to be here for you.
We're kind of living vicariously through you, you know.
You guys will get.
We're locked in. We're locked in. You're still out there, you know.
All I ask, Perk, all I would say, don't hit and acquit it. That's all. Don't hit it and acquit it. That's all I'm asking. Don't do that, bro. That's bad.
I'm gonna try to show some holiday restraint. I'm gonna try not to let the fireworks go off tonight.
Start off with the snakes. Don't throw the big. Don't throw the big fireworks.
Throw the little snakes.
Start out slow.
All right, Perk, thank you, man. Appreciate it, Perk. You are the best, man. Thank you. Our riders open up, man. They come on, they open up.
They don't have much choice, I don't think.
Oh,
especially,
man.
You see, but you picked two good guys. Two good guys that, you know,
I have more people come up to me.
Great guys.
And Omar, I'm in therapy. I'm going to therapy for relationship. It's okay. Guys open up now, man. Guys never used to do that.
Yeah. It's cheap therapy. They don't have to pay for it.
Don't pay $200 an hour like us. Exactly. Yeah. I'm not going anymore. I'm not going anymore for marriage. I'm not going anymore for kids. I'm done. I told somebody the other day, did you really say? I go, yeah, I'm done. No more. Hey, speaking of all that, feeling stuck on the sidelines led me right into it. Anxiety, depression, maybe leaning a little too hard on the booze. Every guy hits a rough patch. Even the pros do. Recovery Unplugged in Fort Lauderdale helps you reset with real treatment for mental health and substance abuse. I mean, great doctors, expert doctors who have helped 19,000 people in 13 years, custom care, and yeah, music that gets through when nothing else does. They got some great programs, no judgment, just great results. Most insurance accepted. Time to call an Audible. Are you ready? Call 954-737-4508 or visit recoveryunplugged.com. Recovery Unplugged. Heal out loud.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.